If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. My way to a early morning meeting with ePayer, ePayer.com, E-Pay-R-E. I'm a managing partner at this new startup, and it's basically going through, or it's really taking the whole closing process in real estate online. So at the moment, when you close on your home, or you're a real estate agent, or you're a title company, you do everything paper form. So everyone's running paper checks, agents get paid through paper checks. It's just ridiculous that a process that's used so many times a day hasn't been scaled to an online platform. So we're working on designing that. We're working on using the RTP system, the real-time payment system, so people can get paid instantly and agents don't have to wait to get their money. And I think it's pretty cool. We started roughly 4 months ago, 5 months ago, and we made really good progress for 2 months. And all of a sudden, both of us got a little tied up. There's a few managing partners, but we have one major leader that kind of came up with the concept. But we all got tied up and we weren't holding each other accountable. And this morning is going to be the first morning in about 2 months that we're going to sit down and really come up with a plan where each of us can push each other to get this platform launched while focusing on all of our other concepts. Now, I think it's really important for people to understand, I am not working on this side hobby platform, ePayer, during my GoMahi.com hours. So every week, no matter what, I make sure I put in 70 to 80 hours into GoMahi. And then outside of that, for my hobbies, I've started educating entrepreneurs that we're working on launching right now, and ePayer. So instead of going to a movie or going bowling or hanging out with friends, my hobbies are starting these companies. That is my free time. So on top of my 70 hours, I have to put in 10 hours here, 10 hours there to make sure that I actually do a good job on those hobby companies. So just remember, if you're running a company, or if you're trying to work your way up the ladder in a large organization, and you want to start a side project, you better be ready to give up some of your free time to work on that side project. It better not eat into your already concrete responsibilities. Okay? I think that's really important, because I see a lot of people start side projects and they let it eat into their main focus, and then their main focus never comes to fruition. That's it. Just had an awesome meeting for ePayer. We are back on track. We have plans to move forward with our new web application. We're gonna build a demo site through WordPress, just like we're doing with GoMahi.com essentially. And then we're gonna be spending a lot of time with the title companies, brokers, and agents. And we're gonna use the model. We're gonna use one specific model to test this stuff. We're gonna go with the small, medium, big model. So what that means is we are gonna find a small agent, small broker, small title company, test our platform with them, then do the same thing with medium, same thing with large, And what that allows you to do is you get to see if it works within each organization, because every organization is different. If you're a small one-man team, it's really easy to convince them to try a new platform if it's cheap enough. If you're a large company, there's a lot of politics, a lot of different layers people have to go through in order to say yes to a new process or a new platform. So we're pumped. Over the next 2 weeks, we're really gonna focus on creating a landing page. We're gonna focus on making sure we have the whole prototype, low fidelity prototype, it's all paper prototype, laid out in a booklet, and we're gonna start testing it with people. It's gonna be pretty rad. Absolute honest truth. This is what just happened. I had a little conversation with a guy by the name of Sean Diddy Combs. Yeah, I know. How was that possible? I don't know. I would say more about it, but can't. I can't at the moment because I can't make that super public. But it happened, and as you can tell, I'm a little bit excited. Okay, insanely frustrating. I went to the gym, pumped, was ready to get a mid-afternoon workout. And while I'm there, of course, like normal, my podcast guests cancel on me again. I love that woman. I mean, I've never met her. She seems great. But holy cow, has she canceled on me a lot. She changes my schedule every single day. And I guess I'm willing to do it because she's a big deal and I'm not. But oh, it gets so frustrating. And then go to the gym, you know, trying to get in some type of shape. Stay consistent, and you know when you go somewhere and you answer your phone accidentally to solve problems within your company? I don't know if you've ever felt that way, but I sat there looking over the basketball courts for an hour and 10 minutes and ultimately didn't work out for 1 minute and just sat on the phone and then had to turn around and leave to go to a meeting. That is frustrating. Super, super frustrating. But I think we all have those days, right? Where we don't live on our own schedule. And I think a lot of people believe that when you're an entrepreneur, you get to do whatever you want, whenever you want. It's your own time, you do your own thing. But that is the farthest thing from the truth. If you want to be a good entrepreneur, get ready to give up a lot of your time for other people. Because you will do it constantly. And it's a blessing. It's a real blessing, but it's also an enormous curse. Just doing some slight leg exercises here. I'm not doing I'm doing lunges. And the reason I'm doing that is because I'm getting a little tired. I'm about to hop on a podcast here for about an hour and a half. And I just need to be engaged. Last week, I did the Bigger Pockets podcast and I just wasn't completely focused because I think I was a little bit burnt out and I hadn't really taken care of myself at all for a couple of days. And as I said earlier, I was unable to do my workout today because I was stuck on a phone call for a really long time. And you know what? I could have done the workout, but I came back for a podcast that was ultimately canceled on me. So I know it sounds like all I do is podcasts, but it's really because I don't really feel like you necessarily always want to know about all the UI, UX stuff I do on a daily basis. And geez, I can't believe that many lunges got me that out of breath. But the truth is, last couple days, a lot of my time has been spent on our WordPress demo site. And it's coming together. I would check it out. We've made some really great progress. We're putting together a few challenges now for students to start solving. And it's pretty darn exciting. I am I'm hoping we can get it up and ready to go by the end of the week. We will see. And it's podcast time, baby. I think the big thing is, today we're going to be diving into planning our lives and how to create a vision for ourselves to follow. So check out the Bigger Pockets podcast. It's new. It's different. Maybe you like it. Maybe you won't. It's not for everybody, but here we go. Don't mean to complain, and I'm not complaining, but man, do things piss me off sometimes. I've tried to schedule this podcast with this self-proclaimed amazing author, and I'm sure she is amazing, but she has canceled on me like 3 times in the last 5 days, and that really peeves me off because, oh, it's so annoying making schedules and having to change them around one single person. Frustrating. But we'll keep doing it. We'll keep doing that Master of the Start podcast for you guys. But just remember, it takes time. And I guess it's just a bunch of things at once, because also I get an email from a developer that we were interested in saying, hey, all the developers you've been talking to, they're starting not to become interested because we don't get any of your emails, which is just not true because some of them have responded. So really confused. I guess I don't understand communication, and that's my bad, but I guess it's something I need to work on because there's no one else to blame but me, even though I want to blame other people. So I just gotta do better. That's the learning lesson right there.